Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Serran Saint-Vrain tells his own story. It's nice to hear accents that ring closer to home, said the hermit to Serran Saint-Vrain as he stood up. I am on a quest, mainly to try to make peace with myself. But what brings you to Taos?
Well, my father died when I was 16 and I became a wanderer. I have been on a quest to find myself also. I learned to trade with the local tribes, some things that I was taught to do back in Saint Louis, from my friend Bernard Pratt. When La Louisiane passed from France into the hands of the Americans, my uncle was the governor of it. Oh, I suppose that I could have stayed closer to him and let him take care of me, but I was pining for a real sense of adventure.
The hermit took an immediate liking to this man. Here was a man not unlike himself, who was more at home in the wilds of this untamed land than within the safe confines of something as secure as a church.
A few years ago in 1830, continued Saint-Vrain, my friend Charles Bent and his older brother William brought me into a partnership to buy merchandise in the east and to bring it to Taos and to Santa Fe to sell. They had already built a fort on the north side of the Arkansas River as a headquarters for their wares. Under the guidance of many of the governors of Santa Fe, we expanded our clientele to include the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Utes, the Comanches, and the Kiowas. Why, we even traded with the Quampis, he said.
Who are the Quampis? Asked the hermit curiously.
They were a tribe related to the Kiowa. They settled in an area north of here, a village called Arroyo Seco. Because of this settlement, some of the inhabitants of that area are still called Quampis. But in 1832, with the help of some Mexicans, we set up a mill in the confluence of the Arkansas and the Purgatoire rivers. But that didn't last too long. When the war came between the United States and Mexico in 1846, the beaver trade industry declined considerably. Why, in the war with Mexico, General Kearney himself appropriated one of our forts as a home base.
Ah, Giovanni was pleased to learn that Serran Saint-Vrain had such a fine command of the past. He was obviously a man who took the time to observe the world around him. When he tuned in again to hear what Serran Saint-Vrain was saying, he heard him say, yes, in 1847 I was a master of the territoire of 1,638,000 hectares. Of course, in those days, the borders between the United States and Mexico were measured from the Arkansas River.
Again, the hermit fell back into a state of reverie. He could see that this little corner of the world was a microcosm of the whole greater expanse out there. Perhaps this is why Serran Saint-Vrain seemed to be in no great hurry to leave this area. It seemed to the hermit that Saint-Vrain was hanging around, waiting to tell his story to someone who was truly interested in hearing it. Giovanni softened his eyes and he nodded gently in an attempt to coax the tale out of Saint-Vrain, who was still floundering about aimlessly. Acting out on a sudden inspiration, the hermit came closer to Serran Saint-Vrain.
What else happened to you in 1847? He asked quietly.
He was not prepared for what was to happen. Without any hint or warning, the handsome fur trader broke down right in front of him. Tears welled up in his eyes, and he began to sob as if he had been stabbed several times.
I am here to listen to you. You can tell me anything, if you'd like to, he said to the man weeping at his side.
Serran Saint-Vrain tried to compose himself and gathered his wits about him. It was obvious that he had been carrying a painful secret that he needed to unburden himself from.
Trust me, said the hermit again, trying to coax him.
He waited patiently.
He asked, did this terrible thing happen to you?
No, replied Serran Saint-Vrain quietly. It happened to my friend. He was brutally murdered.
Who was your friend? Asked Giovanni.
He was the governor of this territoire, came the answer. His name was Charles Bent.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.